Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you, by the way, let's get to a lot of texts here for Adam later. Adam will take you home today, 3-6. Twins playoff baseball follows.
Target Field is hopping, boy.
Man, I watched a lot of that Dodgers Brewers game last night. What a
How about that double play?
Oh, my God. Just a tremendous baseball game and a bizarre double play.
Yeah.
You know, you had to kind of watch the two times. Oh, that does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But great game. Dodgers are so good. They got the $8 billion. Payroll. Seems like they never have a bullpen guy, though, that you trust.
Right.
You know, no matter how many guys, how much deferred money, somehow Blake Treinen is always in there.
Blake Treinen.
I'm like, why is this guy always in there? But it was great.
And the guy, like, I mean, just instinctual to get out of the way of that pitch, but if he just keeps his leg flat, game over.
Tied.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bases loaded. I forget the guy. Let's go. It's Paul Molitor. And it's just a breaking ball.
Yeah.
And if he just lets it hit him, the tie game. But it's just, your, like you said, it's your instinct. Did you see the Jesper Wallstedt quote? When the Wild blew a 3-0 lead, then it was tied, then he's successful in the shootout, and he says his dad always told him, the worst lead in hockey is a 3-0 lead. Now, years ago when Gorgi said that in The Fan, it became a great bit, and that was a 2-0 lead.
Right.
The worst lead in hockey is a 3-0 lead?
But have you seen a 5-0 lead?
I mean,
that one's hard.
You are in trouble. If you're if you're up 5-0, you are in serious trouble.
I read it first. I thought the
boy, I thought he was joking. I mean, that's a funny line if he's joking.
I don't.
Maybe he was.
I think he was being serious, don't you?
I didn't
hear. Is he Swedish? Is Jesper, where's Jesper from?
I think he's a Swede,
right? That dries a Scandinavian
humor.
Yeah,
I hope so. I hope it was a joke and I missed it, or else it's preposterous material. How about the Christy Gnome video? I mean, God, they're just sometimes.
Bravo to the airports, too, just saying we're not playing it.
Sometimes it's SNL or not, and this is so SNL or not, just after Tina Fey played her well. And as we said in the show, sir, bravo to Pam Bondi for shouting out Amy Poehler and laughing.
Love
with
Amy Poehler.
Right. It's great. But Christy Gnome wants this video played at all airports where she's just literally saying the Democrats have caused the government shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God these airports are telling her to get bent.
Yeah.
Come on. Even if you're a diehard Trumper,
right?
Is this really... How far we want to go?
Well, we talked about this last week. You're changing zero minds. It's not like somebody suddenly, oh, you know what? I guess it is the Democrats' fault. Or if you're a MAGA anyway, you're going, damn right, it's the Democrats' fault. You don't need anything to reinforce that. Plus, it's just illegal. I mean, it seems like it violates the Hatch Act.
It's complete violation. I mean, it's not even a debate, but it's all again for dear leader.
Yep,
it's all. Even if she knows it has no chance, and I'm not sure she does. Sometimes Christy says some things I wonder. But MSP told him to no.
Mm-hmm.
None of them should. Okay, let's stay with a little politics before we get to more nonsense here. How about the fact that the number of news agencies, including Newsmax, are saying no to Pete Hegseth's press restrictions?
Good.
Where he's basically saying anything you're going to print has got to go through us.
Yeah.
And prominent conservative outlets are saying, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Think about this. The defense secretary, the guy who, when we were attacking not Iran, who did we attack then again? Where was on the Signal chat app?
The Houthis.
The Houthis. Exactly, the Houthis. Or maybe Duluth. I forget which one. But the Houthis, including his wife, was on there. And now he's deciding. We'll decide if you're allowed to report anything about us. Breathtaking.
That ain't America, man.
Bravo
to those conservative outlets saying that, not just bending over, not just caving to it and saying, you know what, no, we should have standards.
Newsmax,
yeah,
which is always trying to kiss Donald's butt, just saying, no, we have some level of standards. Okay, we went a little bit longer with Susie and the weather. Let's pause here and let's get to a lot of your texts. They're coming in. What do you have for Ask Adam Anything? 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Among the texts, and we could use more, 651-461-9226, a later version of Ask Adam Anything. Adam, if you need one guy to get a hit between these players, who are you selecting? It's a pretty good list. Rodney Klein, Tony Gwynn, George Brett, Pete Rose, Paul Molitor, or Roberto Clemente.
Jeez.
Roberto didn't have the same batting average as most of these guys, but...
either Tony Gwynn or Paul Molitor, probably.
Wow, how long have you hated the Twins? I mean, no Rodney Klein, Carew?
Yeah, too ahead of my time.
Okay. Now, this is tied to Jordana, and I missed a fair amount of it, but I know some of the stuff. I was just informed by my college who's sick. My boss won't let me leave to take them home. What do I do? What do I do? I need to cure his cold. I just heard the end, and Jordana, is it Maddox, who was at school
at the U.
At the U.
Yep.
And I think he has a fever and cold, and she was just opening up, should she, after work, go down and help him out?
Oh.
Or should it just be, hey, it's a fever cold, you're good.
Yeah.
You handle it by yourself.
Well, she was saying bring him home.
Oh, she said bring him home.
Yeah, she said she would go down, pick him up, bring him home, sleep in his own bed. She'd warm him up some soup, do all the things till he's better.
Okay. And I did look at some of the texts, and some some were, she's the greatest parent ever, and others, you're incredibly soft. What are you doing? Okay, you have this scenario going on right now, right? Your oldest is in college, nearby. Like you can drive, what, 20 minutes?
20 minutes.
Okay. She is sick, but not bad. It's headache, fever, cold. Are you going to pick her up and take her home?
Probably not. I would tell her to heat up some soup and stay in bed.
You sure?
I'm not positive.
It's, I mean, it's first year of school.
Right.
Right?
Not to pay it. Like if she... either way, I could see myself doing either.
Yeah. I think especially the first few months when they've never lived at home, the ability to go for... But like, you know, when I went to ASU, it's not like I could call home. I just... Listen, Jordana is, as you know incredibly well, is so outward in her love. I mean, she would take days off when they come back from camp. Certain people just more overt that way than others. But the idea is she's some awful parent.
Yeah.
Because she was going to drive 10 minutes out of her way to bring her child home. Now, I did hear one caller who made a good point, but considering her health issues.
That's what I was concerned about.
Right.
She's so protective of her, and rightly so, about her health issues, about her immunocompromised. And also, I'm thinking of this, and I would say this to her on the air, too. I'm not so sure she'd feel that way if it was one of her daughters.
Really? Do you so she's a lot harder on the girls?
I think so.
Dave, call her. Let's call her. Let's ask her that one. Get the phone out. Let's call her and see. Do you think you would be different with one of your kids, with Morgan or Siggy?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. We can have kids who are milking it more than others.
Yep.
We can have kids who get sick more than others. If it turns out the kids saying this all the time.
That's it. Like the reason I would say I would get Morgan is because she's not a kid who is constantly whining or complaining.
Yeah.
And, I can't. No, she's not that kid. Or a Sig, by the way.
Yeah. Adam, will you go to the Bruce Springsteen movie, or I will add, maybe a third of the way through, and will you blow me and Jim Brunzel off at a bar before we go? You were a jerk, man.
I wasn't a jerk.
You were in one of your moods.
You know what? I'm in one now, and that's what I'm starting the show with, by the way. So.
That you're in a mood?
Yeah. Well, it's more than a mood, but...
What's going on?
It's just my anxiety. My anxiety is...
Is it tied to afternoons? Doing the afternoon? Did it feel different?
It does feel different, but even...
No answer.
Even on my morning show.
Yeah.
I deal with it way too much.
Okay, I don't want to steal the touchdown call, because we've talked about this a lot on...
I wake up
and often.
More often than not and go, how the hell can I do a three-hour radio show?
Really?
All the time.
Okay. Do you feel any better about that now than you did when you would fill in for me? Or
not really.
When you first started?
Not really. 3 years in.
Well, is this the gig for you?
Maybe
I mean,
not.
I don't want you going anywhere outside of back.
No, maybe not.
Back to the show.
And come on back.
Again,
I don't think I think I do a fairly good job.
You do more than a fairly good job.
But it is like, and it robs me of, again, I'm stealing my opening statement here, but it robs me of allowing myself to feel good about it. Well, and it's not just the show, by the way. It's all of the above, and it's an issue in my life, not just with my job. So I know it's not just this.
Okay.
It's not just radio. It's not just the problem.
Okay. So if you quit this.
Talk myself out of a gig here this afternoon. This will be scintillating radio.
Yeah. Wait, it's from Brad. Can you stay for the next 3 hours? Okay. So let's say you move on from this because you just move on and you do something else. You think you would feel that this a similar way about your next job? Or is it too hard to project that because you don't?
I would feel there would be something in my life that would feel this anxiety about. It's not just the gig. It's
right. It's a bit who you are in your life, though, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I'm talking about it, because I think I want to talk about it, because I want to know, like, does anybody else feel that way, and what do you do?
100% they do.
Right?
100%. And
a lot of times people don't get diagnosed as having anxiety disorder.
Yeah.
Like, I've had it my whole life, and it's always just been the thing. And it's always just been the thing that I've felt. And sometimes it goes away, and it's like, God, this is what it's like when it's not around, and it's great.
But your tough part here is when you were doing this show and the news, you kind of felt, I'm doing both. And you also felt like, I've done the news enough. I need something different.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm not at zero regret at my decision of doing that. It's just, it's
who you
are. A whole
different
animal now.
Yep. All right. That's very good. Some more of that at 3:05. Let's take some calls here. Dan is first up. Dan, go ahead. You're on CCL.
Hello, guys.
Yes, sir.
As always, you guys are very talented. I enjoy listening to you.
Thank you, Dan.
But
I was wondering
if you guys would both consider apologizing for being very, I don't know, not demeaning, but very negative on Donald Trump, his competency, not his personality, but if you'd be both willing to apologize to us WCCO listeners about lambasting Donald Trump for his incompetency, which, as you can clearly see, does not exist. He is a very competent president. What's your thoughts on that?
All right, stay with us, Dan. You want to go first?
Sure.
You go first.
Okay. Dan, have you heard me talking about Israel, Hamas, and Donald Trump at all the last week?
Yeah, but you've never apologized for calling him incompetent.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
More incompetent than Donald and Joe Biden.
Okay. I wouldn't spend 1 second considering voting for Donald Trump. I think there are literally hundreds of millions of people I would rather have as president. I really do. I think what he's doing with many of our policies brings our country dramatically back. On Israel and Hamas, I probably did 5 segments, led the show 3 separate days, led the show giving Donald Trump praise, including yesterday saying, if you won't give Trump credit for this, you never will. Had Tom Friedman on, the definitive Middle East columnist in our country, and the first thing Tom Friedman said is, without Donald Trump, this doesn't happen. So I am more than willing on areas as a talk show host who puts in a lot of work but also gives my opinion to say where I give him credit, including on the border. What he has done on the border is absolutely tremendous. But there are many other areas where I distinctively disagree with him. I also last hour talked about the unbelievable energy that the guy has, that here he is almost 80, and after flying back and forth to Israel and Egypt, and it's not quite Madison, Wisconsin, and he's back out there. He's just someone, though, out of probably 100 policy positions, I disagree with him on 90, and I think he says a lot of disgusting, bullying things on the Twitter machine. So I'm not afraid of giving him praise when I think he deserves it, and I also understand that people are completely allowed, like you, to disagree. I also would say, Dan, what did you think when he got his COVID vaccine the other day?
Well, I don't agree with Donald Trump and everything, and I think
What did you think about the COVID vaccine, though?
I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's stupid.
Yeah. Well, but obviously Donald Trump didn't.
Well, yeah. Well,
do you want to apologize to him for that?
No, I mean I would tell him it is stupid, but I didn't. I don't. I guess I don't. I still believe he's extremely competent as a president. The border, the economy, the cities.
You think
have to admit that our cities are war zones and have been for decades, and nobody's really done anything about it.
You think Minneapolis is a war zone?
in some areas. I think some kids it's are afraid to go outside and play.
It's nowhere is a war zone.
Shot.
There's no area in Minneapolis that is a war zone. There are areas where it's not as safe as it should be, and I won't go there as much, but suggesting it is a war zone is hyperbolic. Do you believe
I think you're right. I think Minneapolis is not a war zone, but I would be fair to say that Chicago and maybe some other cities are. You cannot safely walk outside.
Okay. I was in Chicago twice this summer. It is a gorgeous city. I did not fear more my safety at one moment. It is a beautiful city. And it has just been voted the greatest city in the world by a traveling magazine.
Yes.
It is not
except
a war
if you're
zone.
In Cabrina Green. Right,
Cabrina Green,
outside of Chicago.
Cabrina Green does not exist anymore. That is on the north. Oh. That is north of the river. That has dramatically changed. And the south side of Chicago, actually, I mean, United Center used to
terrible.
Have to get escorted to
terrible.
Get into the United Center.
They wouldn't let us walk to the
I
bus.
I went to a concert.
So there aren't murders every weekend in Chicago.
There are murders every weekend
in every big city
everywhere.
In
when Ronald Reagan was president, there were murders. I mean,
so we should tolerate that? We should say that's okay?
No, who's saying that's tolerable?
Well, then let's try some new ideas, and Donald Trump's trying those new ideas. Isn't that a good thing?
I'm all for ideas, but you're literally just said Minneapolis is a war zone, then walked it back.
Hold on, let me talk.
It was wrong of me to say that.
And
then you said Chicago's a war zone, and Adam was just there. We do have pockets of major cities where there is way too much crime there. Absolutely, positively. I wish we had more police. You know, both of us, you listen a lot, and I really appreciate it. I know Adam does too, because you listen and even disagree with us a lot. And to do that, I mean this in all sincerity, thank you. Both of us, the day after the defund the police crap came out, we both condemned that immensely. We need hundreds of more police officers. I can tell you this. I want no part of Omar Fateh as the mayor of Minneapolis. I want no part of more socialists in Minneapolis. I don't agree with those policies. But, but sometimes I feel like, Dan, you just think that because we disagree with Trump, that we're both these far-left lunatics. And
no, I never thought that. I never thought that you're far-left lunatics. Although I do know that it does appear that you do kind of protect, in other words, you have some more favorability to the Democrats. It just seems that way, and I may be wrong.
Yeah.
And you may be a Democrat, and that's great. But
I've never been a registered Democrat one day in my life.
But I think how many murders had happened this year? Is it 368? Is that accurate?
Where?
In Chicago this year? Were there that many?
There,
or not?
There,
I thought there was quite a number.
I don't know how many. There are too many, and there are pockets of Chicago that should be addressed. But if you go to Chicago, Dan, I'd encourage you. There are 98-99% of the town is phenomenal.
I love Chicago. I love Chicago, Wrigley Field. I love it. But it breaks my heart that these kids grow up in a dangerous environment. And it has happened in a lot of major cities for decades.
That is
and
fair.
And we never really addressed the underlying problem of why that is.
Well,
try to put bandage on it.
Well, or the ideas you just philosophically disagree with. I just sending the National Guard without, strictly understanding everything they should do and threatening to arrest the governor or mayor because they don't agree, I think is wrong. Dan, we just gave you about six minutes, so I appreciate you calling in.
I appreciate it.
I didn't realize we were going to have this. Anything else you want to say on that topic? Because I felt like I jumped in way
too
much.
No, it's all good to me.
Outside of your openness, which mm-hmm. I love transparency. Outside of that, what else you have going?
Joe Tamburino will be in to talk about the breathalyzer issue. What kind of can of worms are we opening there? And how many cases are now suddenly in jeopardy because of possibly faulty BCA
breathalyzer
tests.
Our friend Jamie Ukas is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T and C's apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jamie here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I saw you dancing to the Dodgers the other day. I saw you dancing, Team Dodgers. Man. Remember when you had those Twins hats on? Dave, you remember when Jamie had those Twins hats on?
And I remember those days.
Yeah, you know, Maple Grove, Jamie.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. They haven't done anything, the Twins, since 1991.
Yeah, that's fair.
I was 9 years old. Yeah. I'm now 43 years old.
You're holding them to a standard, aren't you? Team. Yeah. I think that's a very fair point.
It's nice to have a winning team. It's nice to have a team that invests in the players, like, wants to win, like, you know, it's nice. You guys should try it. You should try rooting for someone else just for one season.
By the way, your views are reflected by about 99% of Twins fans. What you just said right there. The Polets are not popular at all, and most of them don't get it. Okay. Ballpark, as we're, you know, approaching middle of October, how many weddings have you attended this year? Seems like I've watching you on Insta, a few. Would you say five, six,
actually,
seven?
Weddings?
Yeah.
I don't think I've attended any weddings this
really?
Year.
Really? Not a single wedding? Okay. The reason why I bring this up is Dave and I both saw a story, the number of Gen Zers. Dave, you want to remind everybody the age range for Gen Z? Is that like... Is that 18 to 34? Is that 18 to 29?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Isn't it younger, right? Because I'm top-end millennial. I'm 41.
Yeah, I think it's like
we go down to about 30, right?
Yeah, maybe it's even 18 to 30. That the number of weddings with no alcohol has skyrocketed, where they're just dry weddings. Dave, what
between 13 and 28 is technically Gen Z.
13 and 28. Okay. Well,
birth years 97.
Well, yeah, I don't think there's only 7 years those kids can drink. So
yeah, maybe that's certainly. I'm not encouraging. Yeah, I'm not encouraging the 13-year-old to get married or to have in Fireball. So both those are out. I've attended quite a few weddings over the years. La di da, good for me. I have never attended a dry wedding.
Oh, I have.
You have?
Oh, I have.
Yeah? What did you think?
Oh, yes. I went to a Baptist wedding in Florida, and I was a bridesmaid in that wedding. And I'm just going to say I didn't really understand the religion fully. And I thought, well, they'll still have alcohol for people to drink who want to drink. Like, you don't have to drink as part of... No, it's like fully dry.
Yeah.
And it also went on like 10 hours that day. And I was in like 4-inch heels and a very, very tight corset dress. So I don't know if it was the fact that I couldn't have just like a little bit of bubbly to loosen up or that the dress was just so tight and the heels hurt so bad, but it was one of the most miserable weddings I've ever been a part of.
Actually, on line two, we have the bride and groom who are right here. Hey, come on, bring them on here.
Well, they went on to get divorced, and my mom always laughed because what they did serve was this blue Kool-Aid and these and champagne glasses.
Ugh.
And my mom was like, I don't know, like, you know, with what happened at Jamestown, that blue Kool-Aid would be what I chose to celebrate my wedding. But, you know, to each their own.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been my first pick either. So a survey of just under 1,600 adults conducted in late June, 55% of respondents said they had never attended a dry wedding. 38% had, but an overwhelming majority, 83%, they would consider doing so in the future. Well, the 17% might be louts, because the idea that, okay, some close friend of yours or somebody you know is getting married and they include, we're not going to have alcohol and you're not going to go because of it, I don't think you're a very good friend at that point.
No, that's, I mean, I think that's a little crazy, too. I mean, I don't know. 17%, though, like, I feel like 17% of people, like, won't tip at a restaurant. 17% of people won't, like, you know, let somebody in on the highway, even if they're going to run the person off the road. Like, 17% seems like a normal, like, kind of crazy person number.
Going back to the younger adults, 18 to 29. Fewer than half considered alcohol a must. 25% said it didn't need to be served at a wedding. Listen, if someone wants to do it, that's their call. I'm not condemning it. I'm not saying it's awful. I'm just being honest for me. Unless I'm forgetting that there's someone close to me right now who's thinking, hey, goofball, you forgot we attended this one. And some of it is how kids grew up themselves. Some of it's how kids grew up with parents who maybe didn't drink. And I am by no means not suggesting anyway you have to be drunk to enjoy a wedding. I'm just saying for most, I would think you would offer it as an option, right?
Well, I think for me, when you say 18 to 29, I don't think of a lot of life experience at that point in time, right?
Yeah.
So I guess to me, being in my 40s, having just planned a wedding, I'm also now planning my husband's 50th birthday for a couple weeks from now.
Oh, there you go.
There is the conversation that happens of, well, do you want alcohol? Yes or no. Do you want an open bar? Yes or no. Do you want to stop it at a certain amount? Yes or no. My thought process has been with prior events and the event coming up, is it's not necessarily about what I want.
Yes.
Like, I have generationally people like in their 70s coming. I know the male will want a Manhattan. It doesn't matter if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon or it's 8 o'clock at night. Like, that's what he's going to want. So I also think you have to like think about the people attending your party. It's not necessarily about you. Like, yeah, I don't need to go drink at the wedding, but I also know that there are people in my life who enjoy to have some Prosecco or enjoy the Manhattan or might want to have a margarita. Like, so I will offer it to them because it's for, if it's a party, it's for your guests.
Yes. I think that's well stated. Dave found something today suggesting that we've been eating a burger incorrectly all along. Dave, go ahead and explain to Jamie how we should be consuming our burgers.
Don't make me do it. Allow the etiquette expert to do it himself. William Hansen. Of course he's a Brit.
Okay.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
He's an etiquette expert.
Yeah.
Here you go. He's got imagining him sitting on a little outdoor cafe with this tall burger sitting on a lovely plate in front of him.
Now, unless you're in the circus, nobody can fit anything this size in your mouth. So don't pick up the burger and eat it with your hands when it is this thick. Instead, you deconstruct the burger.
Oh.
Using a knife and fork, take off the top, cut, and eat like so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. I think it's the appropriate response. I like a burger. In fact, we might even have a burger. In fact, I know I have some burgers at home. This is now inspiring me. Quentin, I know there's 0.0% chance of listening. We're going to have some burgers tonight, and I will not be deconstructing
take off the burger.
I will not take off the top, you know?
You know what's funny about this kind of thing? Like we were just talking about, like, if that dude wants to deconstruct his burger, great. More power to you. Have fun. Deconstruct it in whatever capacity you want. Eat the bun first. Eat the meat patty first. I don't really care. But don't tell me how to eat my burger.
Well, he's a food etiquette expert. You know, that's what he does. He gives food etiquette instruction.
From Britain, I don't think he should be giving Americans etiquette. I think it's Whoa. Good enough that Americans that? Like wipe their hands after they've eaten their hamburger.
Big time TV LA star says, UK, we kicked your ass in the 1700s. Mind your own business. Is that what you heard, Dave?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
We did it just so we could enjoy burgers our way.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Didn't we invent the burger? Like, what does he even care? Isn't it, like, it's quintessential America. Like, go do your British thing. That's cool. But it's not a burger then.
Is a burger the quintessential American meal? Like, if Doug said, you know, I've been here for a long time, but there's still the Aussie in me. I want you to prepare for me for my 50th, Jamie Ukas's version of the quintessential American meal. What would you prepare?
Sorry, hold on. Did you hear that?
No. What happened?
Oh. Sorry. As we're talking about nonsense like hamburgers, all of a sudden an astrology app on my phone opened to let me know that Pluto is clearing out some major things today. So it was playing in the car. I apologize.
Do you feel better that Pluto is clearing that out?
Well, I feel a little weirded out that it just started playing.
Yeah, that's...
maybe the universe wants us to stop talking about hamburgers
or
something.
Okay, so... You're making Doug the quintessential American meal. Is the cheeseburger the main entree?
Yeah, I guess cheeseburger, some apple pie. What else would go with that?
Corn on the cob?
A Coca-Cola, corn on the cob.
Yeah. Dave, hot dog over cheeseburger. Where do you stand on that debate?
Prefer or just which is the more American meal? It's the burger.
It's the burger, right?
We're fast food nation. Burger and fries, baby.
Yeah. Probably have to have the fries in there, too, don't you?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Adam Carter, by the way, who's hosting for Jason, thinks cheese is an unnecessary part of a cheeseburger.
Okay, well, he's just like my 11-year-old,
yeah.
So that's cool.
He is, in many ways. I think that is the proper way. Hey, your station changed names, right?
We're CBS LA, baby.
That's a big one. Nice.
Yeah, you know, so I don't know that people, I mean, I don't even know that we fully understood here in Los Angeles. But so what has transpired over the years is that KCAL was a very Los Angeles brand and TV station that once upon a time Disney owned and had quite a legacy to it. And when the stations fell under the CBS umbrella, there was a decision made that potentially there would be more locally, you know, more nostalgia with the KCAL brand that locally that would resonate more. What we found over the last couple of years is that it doesn't. CBS is obviously a legacy news operation in and of itself.
For sure.
So we've decided to go back to CBS LA. So we're CBS LA. On the CBS station here, and we are CBS LA on KCAL on linear TV, but then online we are just CBS LA. So it seems to just have a wider umbrella for the brand.
I think it's smart. Makes a lot of sense. All right, go get some more astrology notes about Pluto and everything else.
Well, I need some soup because it's been raining since like 2 o'clock in the morning here, and it's like 50 degrees. It's like the same as what you guys are dealing with.
That's
I'm
awful.
Frozen.
Yeah, I have 10 seconds. You can have one soup at its best. What is your one soup?
Ooh, chicken and wild rice. See, I'm still Minnesotan.
There it is. It's chicken tortillas, the answer. We got to go. Jamie, check her out with us all the time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.